The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
My God! We are ready for the football!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
If you see a beast, like, you should run, because the beast is really scary.
Bang Cartoon Radio Hour!
Super Bowl 46 ends on a devastating note for the Patriots.
What's the score?
In a 21-17 loss.
Haha, you lost.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Greg?
Well, he's awfully high.
Don't be so mad at Tom Brady.
I hate him, though.
Oh, my God, yo!
Why are you so mad at Tom Brady?
I hate him!
Don't the sparkle!
Some bullshit, yo!
I wanted the package with the Super Bowl, Megan!
Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of my house right now!
You are sick!
You know, I'm very thankful. First and foremost, I gotta thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, stop it!
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah! I can only eat so much poop.
I'm tired of watching crap!
I'm throwing up poop.
I only react to what I see with my eyes.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
The Cowboys beat the Giants, the first team in quite a while to win the Super Bowl and lose their opener.
I love Tony Romo.
Tony Romo!
I love Tony Romo.
And we've got a tremendous array of talent here for you.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
When I'm down, the bread or sad. I'm
trying
to Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Take that, mother.
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
Hi, I'm Regis Philbin, and I've just been suspended for the second half of today's show. Who do they think I am, Johnny Manziel?
Right.
Oh, boy, I tell you what, that's a riot.
There's Regis Philbin from the new Fox Sports One. The crowd goes wild, the name of their show. I guess that's their answer to Sports Nation or what? I don't know.
That's their answer, and Sports Nation is the answer to us.
Right.
Look, I'm telling you, Fox Sports One's got this promo that goes by, we're the fun guys. And I'm thinking, no, you're not. You're the guy. You can't be fun on these shows because they're afraid of pissing off their people they're making fun of.
Right.
They're too worried about having guests on the show, so they won't pick fun at what needs to be picked fun at.
No, we're the fun guys. I'm Tom, he's John. It is the Bang Radio Hour, show number 224.
That's right, we're the fun bunch in the morning, time and temperature on the tens.
Yeah, we're the fun guys.
7:50, 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here. Good morning, everybody.
14 before the hour. No, but seriously, man, they're trying. You know, they want to be irreverent, edgy, and funny. Okay, so fine, get rid of that freaking guy that you call a stand-up comedian. He's not funny. Get rid of the other guy next to you that writes sports for the Wall Street Journal. Look, I don't care. If you've watched this show and that dude that sits next to the British chick, that is not the person you think of when you think sports. It looks like Andy Dick trying to talk sports.
Fox Sports Live, that's pretty good. That's their answer to SportsCenter.
I haven't watched that. Their Football Daily Show, I do like. I like it a lot better than the NFL Network, whatever they call their show. I can't even remember anymore. The NFL Live is very good. I like that.
Well, NFL Live is on ESPN.
Right. Their answer to that. And NFL Daily or whatever. Or Football Daily, because they talk college ball, too.
Yeah, that's like good.
Urlacher's on there.
We're going to get into more of that and Johnny Manziel.
What a dick.
I know. Seinfeld says no to Joe Theismann.
No. I can't wait for that.
I can't wait for McNabb Radio.
Let me ask you this, speaking of Theismann. Do you people out there in the rest of radio land get commercials of Joe Theismann trying to tell you about his enlarged prostate?
Oh, yeah.
I get him on here. Oh, my God. He's constantly telling himself about he's got a piss.
Right.
Okay.
Let's see. Outrage in Denver and a 40-year-old brain. We're going to talk about that, too.
Hey, the Gridiron Challenge is up, though. We got a good crowd in there right now.
Over at ESPN, you go to ESPN's fantasy football section, and there's a game there called the Gridiron Challenge. You you have to create an account on ESPN if you don't have one, and then you create an entry in the Gridiron Challenge and join a group. You find the Bang Cartoon Radio group and just join that, and you're in. Like Bang here, whose team name is Roker's Abandoned Undies.
That's right. That's mine. Roker's Abandoned Undies, which I you know, in listening to last year's episodes, I think that was my favorite bit was Al Roker pooping his pants in the White House. That was so damn funny. Oh, shoot. My favorite entry name on there is Howdy, Mr. Howdy Fucking Doody. I like that one. I think that's Colin Hardy wrote that one. That's a good one. Mr. Howdy Fucking Doody.
We've good. Got we've got Not the Falcons in there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
I don't even know who that is at the moment. But we've also got now Brian Borland is our buddy over there on Facebook. He's been a listener for a long time. If you haven't joined the Facebook page, people, come and join the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour Facebook page. Even though we're going to change the name of the show to Bang Radio Hour, it's going to still maintain that page. So we have a lot of fun over there. Brian, I want you to go ahead and post the link up to the Gridiron Challenge at the top of the page again this week so people can join up. And somebody set up a Pick'em League. I think Diamond Joe set up a Pick'em League. So set up the link for the Pick'em League as well and get everybody into that. It's on ESPN, so
we've got a team name. There's a team name, Suck on My Pee.
Suck on my pee.
Right? That didn't take long. I wonder if he'll draft Chad Henne. I wonder if he'll put in Henne.
The Quincy Carter Fan Club. Man, there's a name I haven't heard for a while.
The Quincy Carter Fan. It's like the Quincy Carter Experience.
We've got Hey McNabb, shut the F up about RG3. That's a team name.
I am monitoring Donovan McNabb closely. I am listening to his bad show every day.
Oh, there's another so, Not the Falcons, but it's got more letters in it.
Not the Falcons!
Right? We got Riley Cooper, and it's Cooper spelled with KKK at the beginning.
But you know what? If you just accentuate it at the end as Koopa, you're all right. You're not allowed to say Cooper. But
we
you
got
can say, get out the door, Koopa.
Von Miller's diluted pee.
There's diluted pee.
We've got outraged white people. That's a good one.
Oh. I remain outraged.
Right.
I woke up this morning outraged and I had to find some reason why. I'm telling you what, we white people are out of control. By the way, for all those people that keep telling me what I want to say about North Dakota and all the Indian names and all that kind of stuff like that, I don't give a shit about your facts. Nobody's changing the Redskins' name. So F off and F you.
Not happening.
That's right.
Not going to happen.
It's not happening. Nope. Nope, 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 nope. Because no matter what you do, you can say all these PC bastards can win, and you can say you have to call yourself the Washington Gray Things so you don't offend anybody. I'm still going to call them the Redskins, and I'm still going to wear my Redskins jersey, and I'm still going to offend you frickin' effeminate bastards.
Well, there's too much money wrapped up in the name, let's be honest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, aside from that, the fact that changing it would be the stupidest thing to do.
There's also a lot of money wrapped up in Johnny Football's autograph, but apparently nobody can prove it, so.
This dude is a dick. He really is a dick. But I can't blame him for this one. I really don't mind them making money on themselves. I really get sick and tired of the NCAA.
Well, why has he got to act like such a dick on the field about it? Why? I mean, did you see all that crap he was doing, man? They pulled him back out of the game.
They should pull him out of the game. They should sit him down and tell him to grow the frick up, man. Put him in the corner. Put his nose in the corner. He acts like a child.
He does.
That was ridiculous.
I know.
He's I'm all for sticking the ball in somebody's nose and going in your face, you know, when you score on him. But when you're up that far, when you're up that high on a team that you know you're going to wipe out by that much, shut the hell up. You know, you ain't proving anything.
No.
Look at me, man. I stole candy from a baby. Fuck you, baby.
I'm kicking Rice's ass.
Right. It's like me going outside playing football with all the six-year-olds and smashing one.
Get up, bitch.
Right.
Get up.
It's like going for 2 points after every touchdown against a team like Buffalo. I mean.
Oh, I'm sure you guys felt big and bad about that, didn't you?
It was just practice, man. It was just practicing the two-point conversion.
They were, but you know what? That game got a little closer than they expected. When they threw it.
I think it pissed them off and motivated them.
I'll tell you what, man, Buffalo Bulls, they got taken down, but I think they showed up.
They showed up
they
to
did.
Play.
They did. Yeah, they did.
I showed up to play.
They showed up. They played all right.
They did.
I was expecting a big-time blowout, especially the first run you guys had was like 70 yards up the middle, touchdown. Then like two plays later, up the middle, touchdown. I was like, oh, shit.
Right.
So I started texting you disgustingly nasty messages.
Yeah, so anyway, you know, the best thing about what all this stuff going on with Johnny Manziel, nobody's going to vote for him for the Heisman again.
Well, you know, again, who gives a crap? It's a worthless trophy. It doesn't get them anything. You know, I mean, I guess it gets them some pride, but he's not. He might be a good college football player, but he's not exemplary of a fine young man. It's that simple. He's a dick. He's a dick. But I'd bang his girlfriend, though. Isn't he the one that's going out with Miss Alabama?
Yeah, I know. I think that's what happens, though, when you give a freshman a trophy like that and you put him on a pedestal like that. It goes right to his head. You know, his kids, I mean, he was a year out of high school. He's a kid.
And you know what? He acted like that there, too. That's not something new. You don't just develop that kind of a cocky-ass dickhead attitude. That's something that you know how to do. You know, believe it or not, I'm very good at pissing people off.
No.
As a matter of fact, if I had a superpower, it would be taunting. I could like taunt you into the next dimension. I really could, especially playing sports. But I never did anything like that. I never, because you don't have to. The best taunts are, you know, right in front of somebody's face. You don't have to get up and start pointing at the scoreboard, especially on somebody whose ass you should be kicking.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Wait till they get into SEC play, because the defensive players in, you know, whatever, Alabama and Auburn and Florida, and you want to talk about taunting, they are going to get all under this kid's skin.
Dude, they should get up under his chin with a freaking uppercut.
And they'll do that, too.
I'll tell you what, speaking of college football, I loved it being back. Football was nice this weekend.
It counted.
It did. It was nice to see, and it's such a different speed. That Georgia-Clemson game was awesome.
Fantastic game.
That was terrific. I wanted to keep kicking my television out of excitement.
Ha-ha, SEC.
Yeah, well, there you go. I'll tell you what, I don't know what the name of the receiver is for the Clemson Tigers, but the one that caught their second touchdown, I think.
84.
Caught that little 80, no, I think he was 10. 84, whatever, he's got the freaking rose hanging out the back of his jersey, but he trucked the safety and then everybody in the dust.
Yeah,
holy crap. I mean, dude, they were on his ass, and he pulled away from all of them from after trucking somebody.
Yeah, that was a guy, he was going to go to the NFL, but he wanted to come back and play his last year.
I don't know his name right off the top of my head, and I feel stupid for not knowing his name, but damn, that was some speed.
All right, let's get back to Regis here on Fox Sports 1. He says he might have a new job.
Hi, I'm Regis Philbin, and by next week, Regis just might be the Jets' starting quarterback.
Well, why not? Yeah, why not? Why not?
How do you expect me to play with these receivers? This is ridiculous. Chris Ivory. Now, you know, Regis likes the football. But, yeah, he's on this Fox Sports 1 show. And he's trying his best to be, like, young and irreverent. He's trying, you know, I've got to be the Howard Stern, you know. I've got to do the blue humor, as they say.
Well, I guess this is what he calls blue humor. He also likes to name drop. Check this out.
Well, I don't know what you guys did, but Regis celebrated his birthday this weekend.
He's talking about himself in third person, John.
Regis talks about Regis in the third person because sometimes Regis forgets who he's talking about.
Fantastic.
Saturday night, had a little party, you know, at Valbella, my favorite restaurant. And at the next table was Judge Judy, who came with another crowd.
Judge Judy.
But she had a little present for me from a department store in Greenwich. And I opened it up, and it was two super, how could I word this? Two sets of men's
underwear.
But this was, you know, kind of sensational, I mean, to look at. We all had a big laugh out of it. And next morning, I woke up and I thought, well, I'll just try these on. And I did. And Joy, you know, the wife, walked into the room. She got very excited.
My goodness.
I said, come on. Not now. I'm old. I'm tired. I can't thank Judge Judy enough for thinking of me.
Wow.
All righty then. There's your entertainment. There's your entertainment on Fox Sports 1.
I've got to do the blue humor here. Let me tell a story about the underpants Judge Judy gave me for my birthday.
He name drops like the worst names.
I ran into Judge Judy down at the Burger King. She was hanging out with Maury Povich and Paula Deen.
Paula Deen.
Paula. She was down there with a couple of her niggas. Ah! She was with Mr. T and Jimmy Walker.
Ah!
No. I accentuated the ah, so it's nigga.
Nigga.
Right.
Get out of the door, nigga. Regis says, can you lend a nigga a pencil?
Can you lend a nigga a pencil?
Dude, you know, it's almost painful to watch him try to fit in with this younger crowd. I'm trying to be hip, so I'm going to tell this sexy story about my underwear. What the hell is that? From Judge Judy. It couldn't be weirder, man. But you know what? I'm gonna keep track of him, and I'm going to catch all of his stupid little name drops. So we'll see what Regis is talking about there. You know, he likes the football, Tom. He likes the Notre Dame.
He's also a big Jets fan.
He does like the New York Jets. He should be their quarterback.
Right.
I can see that now. You cut Braylon Edwards. Who am I supposed to throw the ball to? Oh, hell.
All right, let's move on here to Joe Theismann.
Thank God freaking preseason is over, dude. I get tickets. These color announcers... It's amateur hour. It really is.
I mean, how do you like the announcer on this one game? I don't know how you get Richard Kent's name messed up when you come out and say this.
August 25th, they cut Richard Kent, a punter.
Really? Really?
Richard Kent. You know what, though? He goes right along and clears it up as if it never happened. He's pretty good.
Well, that's what you got to do.
Richard Kent.
Yeah, you got to do that. Because if you bring a lot, if you bring attention to it, you know, then somebody who, because most people are hearing only out of one side of their head, you know, they're only listening out of one ear. And if anybody missed it, then you bring attention back to it if you say anything.
Oh, my God, you said cunt.
Right. is
that edgy enough? Can I say that? Judge Judy showed me her cunt.
Joe Theismann is absolutely, he's fine for family hour. Listen to this.
Just a beautiful touch pass. Outside, away from the safety coming over, and Roy does a little tippy-tippy-tippy-two on the sidelines.
Tippy-tippy-tippy-two?
That's more than a tip-tap.
Okay.
What is a tippy-tip?
Tippy-tippy-tippy-two.
That, yeah, what he said.
I don't know what happened to Joe, man. He used to be such a tough guy. He would have never said that.
Tippy-tippy-tippy-two.
Tippy-tippy-tippy-two.
Yeah, so it reminded us of the scene from Seinfeld that went like this.
Okay, the signal is I'll call out tippy-toe.
Tippy-toe? I don't think so.
You don't like tippy-toe?
No tippy-toe.
Tippy-toe! Tippy-toe!
Tippy-toe?
No tippy-toe.
Tippy-tippy-tippy-two?
No tippy-toe.
And then you did a really nice job mixing them up together.
Just a beautiful touch pass. Outside, away from the safety coming over, and Roy does a little tippy-tippy-tippy-two on the sidelines.
Tippy-tippy-tippy-two?
That's more than a tip-tap.
Okay. Okay, the signal is I'll call out tippy-toe.
Tippy-toe?
Tippy-tippy-tippy-two.
I don't think so.
You don't like tippy-toe?
No tippy-toe.
Tippy-tippy-tippy-two? That's more than a tip-tap.
Okay. Tippy-toe! Tippy-toe!
We need a signal. He's up at the line.
Right.
24! Tippy, 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 two! Tippy toe!
Tippy, 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 two.
I've noticed a lot of quarterbacks are clapping now for the snap. All right? They're clapping, right? Well, I was
watching. Well, that's what Braxton at Ohio State does.
Yeah, he was clapping. But I was watching the Panthers, right? Apparently they didn't tell their center that's what they were going to do. And this was the Ravens game against the Panthers. And Cam Newton starts clapping. And then he starts like, I mean, he had to clap like 12 times. And he started yelling because the clock was running down. Finally they got it off with like a second to go. But dude didn't know the snap ball on the clap. It was pretty funny. It looked like he was doing a square dance back there.
I don't know how much I like that, man. I would think if you keep doing that, you know, the defense is going to figure out exactly when to jump.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, you know, I guess maybe they could do like one of those things where you, when you're playing Simon Says with the kids, where you fake a clap.
Right.
Or you could do something like where you do with your dog, where you pretend to throw the thing and you hide it behind your back.
Yeah.
And the defense looks down the hallway and looks.
Start to clap, right, but don't really do it.
And the defense looks down the hallway and then looks back at you like, what the fuck? Where'd it go?
All right. Speaking of quarterbacks, I want to get into McNabb here. Oh, real quick before we do that, though. These Eagles, man. The Eagles security is practicing. They're practicing chasing streakers. What is that?
Oh, we've got a flapper. He's heading out of the 30-yard line. All right, everybody, get into formation.
You got to practice that, though?
You got to practice tackling a naked guy on the, you know, I guess you got to make sure. I don't want to get his dick in my face. You know, you don't want to end up with a smiling ham on your head. You know, you got to get your technique down to take this dude down without getting like scrote nose or something like that.
I mean, come on. Really?
Dude, were you watching, I think it was San Francisco and, oh, hell, I don't even know. It was preseason last week. It was Monday Night Football and somebody ran on the field, or Sunday Night Football. Somebody ran on the field. The Vikings. And so immediately they go to the blimp shot, right? And frickin' Chris Collinsworth tries to pretend there's nothing going on down there, right? Al Michaels will always give you something. Al Michaels will say, well, you know, there's an idiot down there. But Collinsworth has to toe that company line, so he'll start talking, hey, you know, it's a nice day down here on the point. What do you think, Al? And then so they get this guy. And then right after that, another dude runs onto the field, right? And what's his name? Jerome Hawkins, I think his name is, for the Vikings. Took him out. Wham! I mean, took him out. And then another guy runs on the field. And then another guy runs on the field. Four people ran on the field. Right in succession.
Hmm.
So, who knows? Maybe it was a terrorist dry run. They're going to try to blow up the Packers.
We're talking about practice.
Right.
Practice and chasing streakers.
Practice. Practice. We're not even talking about the game, the actual game. We're talking about practice.
You got it.
All right, listen here, man. Yeah. You've got to practice like you play. In the game, if there's a guy comes running out of the stands buck naked, you've got to take him down.
Right.
You got to take him down to make sure that his ass isn't up in the air so his junk is flopping all over the television.
Jesus.
Oh, crap. Of course, the streakers have a whole different locker room.
All right, boys. I don't care how cold it is. Put your nipple tape on and get ready. Let's go.
All right, let's get into this Donovan McNabb radio show, which is on NBC Sports Radio.
.com.
I don't know who listens to this.
I do.
Well, now, yeah, I mean, but I know why we listen to it.
I do.
We listen to it so that you guys don't have to. That's what it is.
Right. Dude, the McNabb show is like, first off, it's just him and Brian Weber this week. It's not him and Mark Malone, but it's bad in that it's fucking totally scripted, man. There's no room for them to do anything. They got to move it along. We're moving along, got to move it along.
Well, I did like the interview about Aaron Hernandez. I thought that was pretty cool. So, you know, that's the thing. It is NBC Sports, so they can get good guests on the show, you know.
Yeah, they can do that.
But we'll get to that. I do want to play a couple of things here first. This guy, man. You know, first off, let's talk about sponsorship. You know that you got to have commercials, you got to have sponsors, and every time they do a tagline for anything, McNabb echoes the end of whoever's, you know, the other guy.
It's terrible. Every time they end a segment, whatever the last word is that the other guy says, which is Brian Weber this week, which Brian Weber, by the way, is exactly the same voice that I do when I want to do my annoying radio guy.
Right.
It's him. And as soon as he says the last word, McNabb echoes it. At the same time, it's like he tries to harmonize.
NBC Sports Radio, NBCSportsRadio.com.
.com.
More saving, more doing. That is the power of the Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Home Depot. He's so rich and deep in that sound there. He's carry me Home Depot. Mother gonna fly me Home Depot.
And then you got... Well, he is an analyst. You're going to analyze football and make comments.
He makes comments.
Yeah. So they're talking about this whole thing, you know, with tackling low now because guys don't want to get fined for tackling high. So now they're going low, blah, blah, blah. But, of course, McNabb has a comment.
The headline from this story on ESPN.com, NBCSports.com, elsewhere, the league now is going to take a closer look at trying to potentially change the rules to extend that definition of a defenseless player to include would-be tacklers going low.
You know what? I was never a fan of that. I hated that when, you know, for me being a bigger guy, a bigger quarterback, I hated when the DBs or whoever go for my legs. You know, if you're trying to tackle me, just tackle me up top. It's not like I'm going to try to run you over.
Right.
What? Yeah, right. You know, and I've heard this out of more than one person now. You know, tackle me up high. I'm not going to try. Like Adrian Peterson's not going to try to truck your stupid little ass when you're a cornerback trying to hit him in the shoulder.
Exactly.
He's going to run right through you, man. You know, there's a matter of physics that are involved here. The game is to get you on the ground. And if you are 225 pounds and that dude's 180 pounds, his best bet is to knock your feet out from under you. Get down there and tangle up the legs, man.
Flag football is coming, man.
Dude, they're going to make it so that you can only hit them on the belt. And I mean right on the belt. They're probably going to have these. Seriously, those freaking robots that play football on Fox, that stupid Cletus
right.
thing, that's coming. I can remember a Jetsons episode from, God, 1968, in which they all went to a football game and it was two guys with robots out on the field. And they were working their controls. It was like those robot fights that you see on those Learning Channel or whatever, the robot fights.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were football players. So that's coming. They're going to get rid of football players. It's just going to be we're going to watch kids play Madden on TV, and we're going to be all excited about that.
Oh, well, you know, we'll have scores of, you know, like 83 to 67, and games will last right. 5 hours. And
right. The defense has to plant flags before the play starts, and then they have to get off the field, and the offense has to go ahead down the field. And if they touch a flag, they're down. That's right. Adrian Peterson has 9,000 yards rushing today. It's the middle of the third quarter. We'll be right back after this message.
All right, let's listen to this clip from McNabb's show with Paul. I believe it's Solitariff.
Paul Solitariff.
Solitariff, yeah, from Rolling Stone magazine.
He's a douchey Rolling Stone writer.
Yeah, he's going to divulge some information about Aaron Hernandez. And when I found out about this, it all made sense. Everything. When I heard this, I went, oh, now I get it. The whole time you're going, why would he do this? Why would you got this great career in the NFL. You've become this superstar. You just got this huge contract extension and you're out killing people. And then I heard about this and I went, oh, well, now it all makes sense.
Well, they knew about it when he was at Florida, and there's a lot of talk that frickin' your boy Urban Meyer helped him cover up some of his misdeeds.
Apparently it was smoked a lot of weed, and he had to change because to something that they didn't test for. And I didn't know they didn't test for this, or they can't. I don't know. But anyway, here, listen to the clip.
We now welcome in the co-author of the article making headlines, Rolling Stone contributor, editor Paul Solitariff. Paul, thank you for joining us. I'll just get right into it. In July of 2012, the Patriots gave Aaron Hernandez that 5-year extension worth $40 million. But according to your article, 1 year later, Bill Belichick was, quote, one Hernandez misstep away from trading or cutting him. What happened over the past year?
I never knew about that.
That started to come out last week. Yeah, this article, I guess, put a whole lot of stuff on it. You know, those glorification bastards over at Rolling Stone trying to make criminals look good.
Right.
But, yeah, this all started to come out last week where, you had heard things in the past that he wasn't too good with the coaches. But then again, with Belichick, you never fucking know.
Right.
You never know. Didn't he already? Danny Amendola already has his mystery ailment for the year that's going to keep him questionable for the entire freaking season. You know?
Well, that's good news for Kimbrel Tompkins fantasy owners.
Well, I mean, that's Belichick's MO. Oh,
sure.
What's wrong with him? Oh, well, he's questionable. Why? Well, you know. That's what he does.
All right, here we go. Right. Let's continue.
Angel dust.
That's it. Just straight up drugs for Aaron Hernandez.
Well, wow. Aaron Hernandez had been a chronic smoker going back to year one in Florida. About 14 months ago, according to my sources in Bristol, he switched over to angel dust, became dependent, if not in fact addicted to it, and as the year wore on, became increasingly badly behaved and paranoid.
Badly behaved?
Yeah.
What was he doing? Throwing his fork on the floor at dinner time? Not going to bed when he was supposed to? Badly behaved.
Didn't change his underwear.
He's a psycho.
Right.
You know, Billy, if you don't stop shooting at people like when you're driving down the street, you're not going to get any dessert, mister.
You're grounded.
That's right, Aaron. Stop it. You're a bad boy.
To the point of being kind of lethally violent to whoever he was around. You are asking a jury of 12 to convict a guy for the rest of his natural life without the possibility of parole and without a murder weapon, without a direct eyewitness, and without a plausible motive. That figures to be one uphill slog, and I'm predicting right now that Aaron Hernandez will not only beat that count, but will play again in the NFL.
Whoa!
Wow. Yeah. Right?
Get out of town.
Well, they got to prove it.
This is a... Well, didn't they just find a gun in a swamp somewhere that they could tie him to two other murders with?
Well, if that's the case, then yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe at this time, Paul didn't know that. I don't know.
I don't think he's going to get any kind of sympathy from a jury. But, you know, this is a guy that describes his behavior as kind of lethal. What the fuck? What the kind of lethal? What the hell does that even mean? It's kind of lethal. Don't worry about it.
Right.
You know, what about my you know, my friend, man? He met this guy, Aaron. What do you think of him? Well, he's kind of lethal. But other than that, he's all right. Kind of lethal. Angel dust.
Man.
Remember Rodney King?
Yeah.
Remember how, okay, when everybody talked about the beating he got, and everybody says, wow, you know, look at the beating he got, and they all remember that he's on two freaking tasers, and he's getting up, clubbing and swinging like the Hulk. He was freaking dusted out of his mind. He doesn't even feel it.
Yep.
So, yeah, man, I'll tell you what, he can say all he wants that a jury, it's going to be hard to prove, really? All you had to do is tell me that. Oh, yeah, he did it. Fucking A, he did it. That's a crazy bastard right there.
Listen to McNabb when he hears about this, what he had to say.
Didn't know you could still buy angel dust or blue magic from...
It seems like out of Star Wars, yeah, Punch in 1972.
I'm telling you, it's just like, what happened to, you know, cocaine or some angel dust? Really?
I guess casual fans would wonder, and we don't want to get too bogged down in details.
See, that's Brian Weber. Constantly has to keep it sanitized.
Oh, well, you know, we don't want to talk about it. You said cocaine. Have to be careful there, Donovan. You don't want to go busting yourself.
Whatever happened to cocaine? You know, he's always sounding stuffed up, right?
Right.
Whatever happened to good old cocaine?
It's all up your nose.
It's all with this angel dust. The blue magic.
Yeah, I remember, you know, when I was a kid, man, there was always TV shows on about scaring the crap out of you about not doing angel dust, you know, and
right.
I never hear about it anymore. That's the first I've heard about anybody doing angel dust in a long time.
Look, man, remember that dude, the cannibal that did the bath salts and ate that dude's face, and then there was another cannibal that did bath salts and ate somebody else's
face. In Florida,
yeah,
down in Florida.
Right. It's no different.
Right.
It's no different. You are completely out of your friggin' mind.
Jesus.
Out of your mind.
Well, then they, I guess, apparently, there was some rumor out there about Belichick telling Aaron Hernandez to get himself a safe house.
Yeah, listen here. When the stuff's going down, you need a safe house where you can burn the videotapes. You understand? Get yourself out of the public eye.
Here's the quote: Belichick told Hernandez to lay low, rent a safe house for a while.
So it's Bill Belichick's fault
that he had that flop house.
That he had the safe house, flop as he put it.
I mean, this thing is astonishing.
Yeah, he's blaming and pointing the finger at a lot of people. You know, Urban Meyer, now Bill Belichick. Who else is next? Tom Brady?
Well, perhaps.
Or Kraft?
Robert Kraft, because the allegations continue in Rolling Stone, because the quote by Robert Kraft after the fact was, we were duped.
Right.
We had no knowledge of what was going on.
We had no knowledge of what was going on. So, I don't know. Maybe Kraft rented the house for him, and Bill Belichick had a key.
Allegedly,
to stay there.
Reportedly, according to sources.
Yeah,
that's
sources
not going
close
on the
to the situation. Right.
Jesus.
Yeah, we were duped. Yeah, and Hernandez, boy, he pulled the wool right over our eyes, boy. Let me tell you.
Now I understand why Robert Kraft alienating himself from that and going all Tim Tebow. He's all about Tim Tebow. Robert
Tebow.
Kraft is.
Well, Tebow got cut.
What? Somebody
listen to Robert
what?
Kraft. Listen to Robert Kraft before that happened.
He is a very special young man, and I'm rooting for him big time. He's been a real joy to have around here, and I see why he has such a strong national following.
Obviously, Robert Kraft has no say whatsoever in who gets who makes the team and who gets cut.
And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But hey, I'll tell you what. Play that again with the exception of the last line and tell me that doesn't sound like one of those make-a-wish things where they're talking about some hopelessly retarded kid.
He is a very special young man, and I'm rooting for him big time. He's been a real joy to have around here.
Oh, boy. My name is Timmy, and I like the Patriots. Hooray! Thank you, Robert Kraft.
He's a real special guy.
Yeah, he knows how to make a goddamn Bloody Mary. That's what I'll tell you the what.
While we're on Tebow here, on the Facebook page, somebody put up a post this week of what? Who put this up? Daniel Schell. What's going to be Tim Tebow's next job?
Oh, he's going to be in some other third world country trying to save little kids if he's not playing football.
All right, well, we've got Joe Sturr says co-host of the 700 Club. Daniel Schell says prison preacher. I think he'll be the quarterback of the Jets. Chris Hopkins says overnights on 99.7 The Blitz. So there's a bunch of good stuff over here for this kind of stuff.
But he would never approve of the Blitz. I can tell you that right now. No way.
Yeah, so we have lots of fun on the Facebook page, kiddies. So come on out and join up.
I got one more thing I want to play here from McNabb. He's going to argue with somebody who's not there. I mean, with what the so-called experts predicted. He has a different idea. So this is how that went.
Guys in Vegas agree the Oakland Raiders have the best odds to be the worst team this year, 2.5 to 1. So go bet the farm right now.
You know what? I went with the Jacksonville Jaguars over the Oakland Raiders, and maybe by the time the season's about the midpoint or about week 12, then I think people will realize that I was right. I just think that with the Terrell Pryor and with Matt Flynn, at least you can generate maybe 5 or 6 wins, maybe.
Maybe.
I just think they have some talent to at least get 5 or 6. But when you look at Jacksonville, what besides Blackmon and MJD, who else do you have?
Oh, I have Blaine Gabbert fever. What are you talking about?
Blaine Gabbert fever?
It's coming to end the boogie-woogie flu.
Blaine is a real American. That's right, the Jaguars are going to win.
Yeah. Tell you what, man. I got the Blaine fever, too. Blaine. Blaine, 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 Blaine. There is no way to do that justice, no, man. I tell you what, you try to explain to people how funny that is. There is no way to try to do it. How many of you out there did that this week? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah! Suck on my beer!
Oh, that's how you get the Blaine fever, though, man, sucking on pee. So you can't do that, kid.
Is that right? Well, I love that he says, you know, in Oakland, they got Terrell Pryor and and the other he names two quarterbacks. That's all he could name was the two quarterbacks. Well, only one of them could play at one time. Well, I mean, at the position anyway. So, and then he goes, what do they got in Jacksonville? Blaine Gabbert and MJD. Well, that's more than they got in Oakland.
Well, now, they have Darren McFadden, who should be good all the way through about week 5.
Right, yeah.
And then that's it for him. And then they've got some new hotshot wide receiver that nobody's ever heard of that's supposed to be lighting it up in preseason that I just couldn't give a crap about. I had a rule this year drafting fantasy teams. No Jets, no Bills, no Raiders.
I would have taken C.J. Spiller.
Yeah, but he wasn't going to be available in the leagues I draft in. I draft with people that know what the hell they're doing. I get a kick out of watching these people putting up their fantasy teams on Facebook. Oh, I drafted Megatron, and I drafted Adrian Peterson. It's like, congratulations. What the fuck? Way to go, stupid. You didn't do jack shit. Who doesn't know to do that? You know, how impressive are you by telling me you got Adrian Peterson and Megatron in a throwback league? Woo, that's really something.
I felt sick to my stomach, and I know you did too, but you can't play the game with your heart, because we had our draft, you know, we had our draft last week, and you can't play the game with your heart. You know, you got to play to win, And it, but it, it's nauseating that there's an eagle on my roster. And I know you've got a giant on your roster, and it, but David
and a cowboy.
Yeah, and but David Wilson is going to have an awesome year. You had to do it. I took DeSean Jackson. The Eagles are running 75 offensive plays a game, and you know he's going to get a ton of catches. He's going to. I had to take him.
Yep, and the first week of the season, if Bakari Rambo doesn't get his head out of his ass and Brandon Merriweather doesn't show up, he's going to get a post pattern for a touchdown on the first goddamn game on Monday Night
yes,
Football.
Yes, I'm counting on two or three of them because you know what? You and I are playing each other week one.
I know, which means I've got Miles Austin, and I always like doing that. I got to put him in there so just so you have to root against him. And I took a slope-headed, subhuman New York Giant.
You had to.
Right, you can't play it with your heart. You just can't.
And you know what? You put him in, he's going to be there every week for you. He's going to be great. You won't have any regrets about using him. And you can still root for him to get his and for the team to lose. That's how you do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's all you know? Do. And I'll tell you what, I had to take Austin because I think it was like the 13th round. I mean, this is a keeper league.
Yeah, that was a good pick.
A starting wide receiver? Shit, yeah. Right then and there. Hell yeah. Especially a veteran. It's one thing. Like, I've been taking flyers on Mohamed Sanu, Bengals number two, right?
I'm figuring. Yeah, I'm not big on him at all.
He's like one of my. He's like sixth on my depth chart on all these
things. Right.
He's my flyer.
Right.
Guy.
I understand.
But, you know, so, but when you look at the flyer guys at number two in most of these teams, like this DeCordarrelle Patterson for the Vikings, he looks pretty good. But, shit, they have a guy with Austin's experience still sitting there right then. I had to. I had to hold my nose and play.
He's looked great in preseason. He's ready to play.
Preseason.
I just mean he's healthy. He's a starter. He's Romo threw for 4,900 yards last year. You know, that doesn't all go to Dez and Witten. Somebody's got to catch that stuff.
No, it all goes to Witten. let's not kid ourselves here. He throws for 4,900 yards and 3,800 of it goes to Witten.
So yeah, it's all coming together this week. Can't wait. And we'll kick it off Thursday night with Denver hosting Baltimore, of course. Now, this game would have typically taken place in Baltimore, but there were some issues with that. And of course, now there's outrage in Denver because Joe Flacco is on a banner on the side of Denver Stadium and the fans are outraged. Stephen A. Smith is outraged. I mean, oh my God.
I remain outraged.
Skip Bayless. I mean, come on. It's just, it's blasphemy, John. Blasphemy.
I'm also outraged. I think it's, well, for one thing, it's because of the Baltimore Orioles. They've got a home game and they won't get
it. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly why this game is being played in Denver. For anybody who did not know that, you know, the Super Bowl champion has hosted this Thursday night game for, I don't know, the past 5 years. It's an annual thing now.
The thing that kills me the most is not necessarily the poster of Flacco. If I was a Redskins fan and they had a poster of freaking Romo outside of my stadium like that, I'd be egging it.
Well,
I'd be pissed off. I'd bring a dozen eggs to the table.
Hold on, though. For anybody who hasn't seen this, it's not just a picture of Flacco. It's a picture of the Thursday night game logo. You know, it's Manning on one side, Flacco on the other, the logo in the middle, the season kickoff. It's their promotional shot of the two quarterbacks in the kickoff game, you know, the kickoff of the season.
Don't they present the trophy?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, they do this in a visitor's stadium. I hope all you Broncos fans are so loud and raucous. Don't be rude. Don't be throwing batteries like you bastards used to do. But, you know, with the booze while they're trying to get their while they're trying to announce their damn Super Bowl team. Ah, that'll be funny. Ray Ray will bring it out. What do you want to bet? Ray's coming
This
out.
Is going to be very interesting how this goes down Thursday night. Oh, by the way, and I just saw this before we started doing the show, and I'm glad you mentioned him, right? I forgot to tell you. Ray Lewis says that the lights going out in the Super Bowl was absolutely not an accident and that they did it on purpose to try to change the momentum of the Super Bowl.
They don't like me, Tom. I'm telling you, if it's not God trying to stand against the Ravens, it's something else. And God don't stand against the Ravens. It was gamblers from Vegas knocking on the door and coming in and throwing a monkey wrench into the panel.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. It was not an accident. There was definitely the NFL was involved. I saw Roger Goodell sneaking around behind the locker room. He was wearing a janitor suit.
All right, well, let's go. Let's go here to Stephen A. Smith on ESPN2's First Take with Skip Bayless. He is all fired up. He is pissed off at your Baltimore Orioles, and he's going to tell you all about it, John.
The people I blame the most are the Baltimore Orioles and Major League Baseball. I think it's as classless as it comes. Right. You have 81 Whatever. Home games.
Yeah.
Okay, for right. one night, you can't find it within your heart to move out the way. So the Baltimore Ravens can have their game and their celebration on their home turf after winning a Super Bowl and bringing it to that city, it's beyond mind-boggling. So, again, I wish that the NFL had acted differently in terms of just showing the respect. But I don't have a problem with the banner per se because you are promoting the kickoff of the 2013 NFL season. You know, you're promoting it. The Super Bowl champions are coming That's to right. town. And the only reason you did it is because Major League Baseball and the Baltimore Orioles wouldn't work with you to make sure that the Ravens couldn't host the game.
Okay. I'm going to let you get in a comment Whatever. Before I continue.
Whatever. I couldn't care less, to be quite honest with you. That's between the people of the city of Baltimore. And as a Orioles fan, I like the Redskins. I couldn't give a crap about the Ravens. So the hell with
it. No, wait. Don't.
don't change it. Don't make this about the Redskins.
How many times did he say it in there? I mean, he was that about a seven it stutter there? Did he stutter?
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
Shit. You know, I agree. The Orioles could have moved it, but you know what? They didn't. Your big bad football team had to take their ass and move on to the other side of the country.
You know what? You get on my nerves.
I hope the Bronco fans bring it, man. I hope they do. I hope they bring it like crazy.
All right, let's continue. He's got more to say.
Opening night of the NFL season. Right now. The Baltimore Ravens are the reigning, defending Super Bowl champion. The Baltimore Orioles just got relevant and put back on the map once Buck Showalter arrived. Mm-hmm. Before then, we weren't thinking about them because they stunk. It's not really about the teams. It's about the city. It's about a celebration. And you robbed the Baltimore That's Ravens exactly. fans of that. You opened the season with the champions on their home turf. Celebrating last season. And Major League Baseball and the Baltimore Orioles got in the way of that. You could have found a way.
Yeah.
You could have had a doubleheader Wednesday or Friday.
Maybe.
You could have made up the game. So. Wait, I mean, listen, if it rained, what they would do? They would make the game up.
Yeah.
Now, football, they keep playing.
Right.
But if it rained, they'd call the game and they'd make it up. There are ways to make it. The fact that it's baseball that has something to do with it is inexcusable because they use every other excuse under the sun to delay and postpone games.
Right.
You could have done it this time.
Yeah.
So what? That's all I got to say about that. So what? I couldn't care less. And you know what? You can say all you want that the Orioles just became relevant, but here's a fact. Baltimore is a baseball town. It's a freaking baseball town, just like Boston. You think Boston is a Patriots town?
Are you insane?
I mean, really, there's a lot of Patriots fans in Boston, but that is the Red Sox town. Maybe even the Celtics before the Patriots.
Oh, please, stop your nonsense.
The Baltimore is a baseball town. And, you know, if you really want to say that, they've only been relevant for a few years. Let's get real about it. The Ravens have only been in Baltimore for a relatively few years because they robbed the people of Cleveland of this team. They robbed them of the opportunity.
This is ridiculous.
To have Vinny Testaverde as their quarterback.
Please move on to the next subject.
Oh, he doesn't want to talk about that now, John. You got
Stop
him there.
Bothering
See, you got him there. He doesn't know what to say to that.
Oh, we have the interactive Skip Tower, the interactive Stephen A. board. That's great.
That's right. He doesn't know what to say to that.
Are you trying to kill? Are you kidding me?
No.
You passed him. We didn't talk about.
He can't. He's at a loss. He's completely at a loss.
Maybe they should have the game down on Ray Lewis Avenue. They used to have it down on Ray Lewis Avenue. Now that was a piece of North Avenue. And I gotta remember where Ray Lewis Way was because of where it is. I was looking at a piece on the internet the other day of the 15 worst freaking neighborhoods in the country, right, by zip code. And Ray Lewis Avenue is like right in there at number 12. You have a 1 in 9 chance of being a victim of violent crime up there. Holy shit.
Well, this is great. This is great. This just adds more drama to Thursday night, to the season opener. It's all good for the fans. You know, that's great.
fine by me. We heard those crazy ass Bronco. Maybe that one guy will come out of his basement. Fuck! 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 Joe Flacco's in our city. Fuck! Get those crazy asses up there.
All right. Let's see. One more thing here before we get to email. All right. Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys. He's 70 years old, born October 13, 1942. He's going to be 71 in another month.
That's right. You wouldn't know it by looking at me, though. I have the face of a 69-year-old.
This guy was born at the end of World War II.
That's right. I'm a boomer.
He bought the Cowboys in 1989. And, you know, even though he's almost 71, his mind is still sharp as a tack.
Yeah, considering, especially if that tack has been dulled by a lot of tequila.
And he told reporters that he recently had a CAT scan.
I did. I had a CAT scan done. I couldn't find my cat, so I said, scan the goddamn house. Find Mr. Sparkle.
Well, this is what he said. He said, quote, this direct quote from Jerry Jones. I wish I had this audio.
All right.
I've been told that I have, by CAT scans, a brain like the brain of a 40-year-old. He says, the doctor really didn't know it was me. I was there anonymously. And so the doctor came down and he said, I just wanted to come down. I saw your chart. I know how old you are. That part is really impressive. I know more about what I'm doing than hopefully I did 25 years ago.
Well, isn't that sort of normal? Shouldn't you know more about what you're doing if you've been doing it for 25
years? That's what I thought. Exactly what I thought.
I've got the brain of a 40-year-old, Tom. It's right here in my pocket. His name was Norman Shinsky. And, well, he wrote us a pretty foul email one day, so I had my boys go over there and take it out of his head. He ain't missed it yet. He keeps on voting for the goddamn Rick Perry.
Oh.
He's got the brain of a 40-year-old.
How about that?
Is it Garrett?
Is it?
Who it is?
You know, I got the brain of a 40-year-old, Tom. I still think I can bang everything that moves. I want to fill it up with alcohol and go out and party every goddamn night. Thank God for chemicals. Telling you what, if it wasn't for goddamn Viagra and cocaine, I wouldn't have nothing to do. I might have the brain of a 40-year-old, but the rest of me's falling apart like a goddamn 71-year-old man. I tell you what, my facelift seam came off, and now my butt hangs down to my ankles.
Anyway, so there's Jerry and his 40-year-old brain and whatever. You got any email? Any messages?
All right, let's see. This week on the Show 224 shout-out thread that we always start on our wonderful Bang Cartoon Radio Hour Facebook page that all of you should be joining. Everybody gets a chance to say something stupid, so let's see. We've got Bizarro Roman Teeman breaking news. Tim Tebow cut from church softball team. All right, Joe Sturr posted up a funny video of Brandon Phillips going off on a reporter. He's from the Cincinnati Reds. Going off on a reporter in Cincinnati. He also posted up a ridiculous video of some fat old goddamn hillbilly white woman talking, Roll Tide! You'll have to click it. I ain't doing it. Let's see. Gnarly Dudester says, the Bills are poised to keep the undefeated in playoffs since 2000 streak alive. Oh, shit. Let's see what else we got here. Adam Bollinger says, ask Edna.
Oh my.
Ask Edna.
Adam Bollinger writes in here and he says, would Edna take Tim Tebow's virginity? Give him that release he so desperately needs. You know, I got to think, a man at his age, in the profession that he's been in. Now, you know, people can say all they want about all how much they love girls and everything like that. But you get all those guys bent over in front of you with a bunch of tight pants on, and it's not very long before you start seeing it in other ways, if you know what I'm saying. But he's been all right. But, you know, I got it. He's so pent up. One little tickle on his pickle, and he'll be seeing the glory of the Lord, let me tell you. I'll tell you what, though, Tom, there's a lot of gals in my sewing circle that don't believe he's a virgin. They say, no way. No, they look at how he runs, he says. He's not a virgin. I say, no, he is, because look how he plays. He throws like he's all filled up with Jell-O. He is, you know. If he lets one go, he'll play a lot.
That's his problem.
I mean, I'd be glad to help him rub one out, but I'm afraid that Bill Belichick won't let me anywhere near the players anymore.
Well, he's not a Patriot anymore. He got cut.
Oh, well, you know, I'm just a whore for football players. I don't really care about traveling salesmen or those evangelists or anything. Let him go on over to Africa and have it with some little African girl.
But Edna, I think you just uncovered the problem.
I'm telling you, it's the worst thing that happens to a boy. All of you out there, if you're old enough to get one up, you should go have sex right now with anything you can. It's probably going to be your hand, but you should definitely do it. You'll feel better, and you'll be smarter.
Yeah, he probably doesn't masturbate either.
I'm sure he does not. He is such a prude. You see, this is what God does to you.
Because I've seen so many pictures of him with these hot girls in college, man, and that's why there's so many different ones, because they just go, well, I need a man. I can't handle this.
Well, you know, girls like to hang out with the gay fellas, you know.
Uh-huh. But I'm wondering if maybe that's his problem playing football, is he needs to get laid.
He's a homosexual and he's afraid to admit it, Tom. He's put up this big entire front. I'm tired of all the nonsense. Everything that he's said is nothing but a big lie to cover up the fact that he's a hiney humper.
All right.
Thank you very much, Adam. Bye-bye.
All right, let's see here. Joshua Solomon says that there's going to be a new USFL.
Oh, golly, I'm excited. I'm so, so excited. Is Kiss going to own that league?
I don't know. They say that they're going to try to make it into a minor league. The problem with minor leagues in football is that the players get the shit beat out of them. Don't be stupid. This isn't going to work. No other football league's working, no matter how much they try to tie it into the NFL.
They'll never get it, will they?
Right. The minors is college. That's the minors.
I watched the minor leagues all day yesterday.
Right, and that's about when their body can take 3 years of getting the hell beat out of it before they be turned pro. Is then they can't. You're not going to find me a player that's going to go through 3 or 4 years of college football and then go to 2 years.
Yeah, but here's the thing: what if they let them in right out of high school for those guys who can't play college ball because of their grades or because they got booted out for grades or for accepting money for 4,400 autographs. You know what I'm saying? They can go play in this maybe. Because I'm sure there's a lot of guys that come out of high school that would play on a college team if they had the grades.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of guys that if they were good enough to play on a college team, if their grades were the problem, the college would make the grade problem go away. And we know that. Football, if you can play, they don't give a crap. All right?
I don't know. Chris, where's Chris Carter's son? He was a Buckeye for a minute, and then all of a sudden he vanished.
Well, let's see here. We got a couple of emails here. I want to remind everybody to go to robjquinn@blogspot.com and go ahead and buy our buddy Rob Quinn's book about not being a... he's not here to inspire you. And that is emphatic, Tom. He's not here to inspire you. So F off. let's see. Big Blue says, hey, other guy, and that other guy. Just finished listening to the last episode. Fantastic as always, by the way. And it brought a thought of amazingness to my mind. Is there any way we could get a Skip Bayless and Tar Heel morning show? That would be awesome.
Oh, my God.
He's going to pull his card on it.
So I'm going to pull his card on him.
All right, our buddy Josh Wells sent us a nice donation. Thank you very much, Josh Wells, and thanks for everybody else that sent us a donation. He writes in and says, hey, John and Tom, can't wait for football to start, but I really wouldn't be as excited for it if you guys didn't do this podcast.
Oh, wow.
See, now that's the way that's the way it should be. You guys know that without us, your life would suck. So hit that donation button.
That's quite a compliment. Thank you.
It is. But the new website will be the Bang Radio Hour, bangradiohour.com.
Yep.
That's all it's going to be. It's going to be very cut and dried, simple WordPress site, but it's going to be easier for you to operate, easier for you to use. It's going to work on all your devices, all your
handheld things there, all your, you know, got to do the old guy.
They're not going to need it. The app is coming along very nicely.
The app is coming along. You can get it there on your iPods and phones and whatnot there.
It'll be ready soon.
But, yeah, so that'll all be set real soon, and it'll be bangradiohour.com. So I haven't quite decided what to do with the feed, but I'll let you know. Let's see. I wouldn't be as excited for you guys to do the podcast. I wish I could do more. How long I try to spread those messages to BCRs to people, but I'm no Donovan McNabb. Thank you. I'm reading too fast. I wish I had more money, but I gave what I could for now. Hey, we wish you had more money too, Josh, and we wish everybody else that had more money.
Look, if you're struggling to pay bills, it's okay. I understand. You know, we'll take 50 cents, though. I mean, hey, I'm not, you know, you don't have to send us 20 bucks. You can. You're more than welcome to send us 20 bucks. You can send us 500 bucks if you've got it to blow.
Right.
But you don't have to.
Look, and if you're in another country and you send me a $20 check that costs me $25 to cash, right. Thanks for the thought, but I'm just going to hold on to it.
Can they use PayPal in other countries?
Yeah, well, now we're going to also have a thing on there called Flatter, which is a way to make micropayments, which is something I had been thinking about for a long time, which is I think Flatter works. You put a little money in it at the start of the month, and then as you find things around the web that you like that have a Flatter button, you can give them a dollar, a penny, you know, 50 cents, whatever, you know, and that kind of thing. It's like a tip jar. So we're going to have that going for us and all that other stuff. Josh Wells is also pretty excited about the Panthers season. That dude Kukli's pretty badass. Their linebacker, number 59.
I like that guy Cam Newton.
They have Ted Ginn and his entire family now.
Man, did you see? And I know it was preseason, but man, he lit it up in that last preseason. What do you have, like 7 catches for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns?
Well, he spread it around. He had 3 catches. His cousin Ed had 2, and he got one out there to his grandma. And I think that was his auntie that returned that punt. You know what? We're going to have to play that clip again. Just stick it in here when you get a chance, because people aren't going to know what the hell we're talking about. All right. Well, I think that's all we got here, right? Because, we got one here from Paul Williams. Paul Williams, remember him, Tom? He used to be a little kind of a megastar back in the 70s, a little short guy with blonde hair.
But yeah, he was in Smokey and the Bandit, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He was in a bunch of other crappy movies, and now he's writing to us.
Little Enos Burdett, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Big and little Enos Burdett, yeah. I like to kick his ass.
You could not be the fruit of my loins.
Oh, you're talking about Jackie Gleason.
Yeah. That wasn't that his son?
I said no, his son's the big tall. I think his son used to play football, actually, Jackie Gleason. No, Paul Williams and his dad, they were Big and Little Enos Burdett. They had a ton of money. They always dressed the same. And they're the ones who paid Bandit, you know, $80,000. Said, you go down to Texas, bring back some Coors Light for me and my daddy in 28 hours.
You know what? If your goddamn name is Enos Burdett, chances are you're a goddamn Cowboys fan.
All right, well, little Paul Williams, the little shrimp, just wrote and said, I just listened to show number 223. I always enjoy you guys, and I'm so glad the off-season hiatus is over. One thing I thought I'd mention just for your information, Bill Cowher didn't dump his wife. She died in 2010 from cancer, and I found that out like the next day.
Oh man.
Did I?
Oh, John.
I felt so freaking low. Oh, God. Sorry about that, Bill. Didn't mean to make a mess of things.
Anyway, this is from the 2007 NFL draft, real quick.
Right.
And I had a lot of things I was going to rag on John about that whole thing, but I just decided to let it go. I think it's self-explanatory. He felt really, really bad when I was talking to him on the phone.
I did, and I ran over a squirrel today, so I've had enough of feeling bad.
Anyway, going back to the 2007 NFL draft, I believe it was the 9th pick. The Dolphins took Ted Ginn, and here's Cam Cameron talking about the draft pick.
We drafted the Ginn family. I've known this family for over 10 years. Ted Ginn and his family will give us everything they have. I promise you that.
If we need cupcakes for the bake sale, you can count on Ted Ginn's mother. this was this idiot trying to explain why he took a kick returner with the 7th overall pick, right?
Yeah, I know.
7th or 9th or something like that.
9th, so, yeah, I think it was 9th. Because we got the whole family, that's why.
Got the whole family. It's a bargain. You get like 12 of them. So that was 2007. So this guy is now on his third team, right?
Yeah, he was with the 49ers after the Dolphins, and now he's...
Third team in 6 years, which is what you'd expect from a punt returner. But now
he's still fast as hell. Fast as hell, man.
Oh, yeah. He's a great punt returner. He's a great kick returner, but really, is a kick returner a top 10 pick no matter how many family members come along with him?
Right.
All right. All right. We will give Super Bowl predictions next week. I think we're out of time.
No.
Oh, all right. We can't see the first week and then decide.
You can't. I mean, no, we can't do that. Everybody else does their picks. We got to do our picks. And
all right, I'm gonna go simple, easy. It's gonna be the Falcons. The Falcons. And I guess I'll have to go with Tom Brady one more time. That's going to be the Falcons win. And the Falcons versus the Patriots.
No.
Dude, the AFC stinks. Who are you going to pick?
They do. But the AFC is bad, isn't it?
What are you going to do? You're going to pick the Broncos? It's Peyton Manning. He can't get past that game. You know that.
I mean, I'm going around and I'm like, you know, everybody talks about oh my God, the Ravens have been decimated. Everybody's gone. And I'm like, not really. You know, yeah, Ray Lewis is gone, but Ray Lewis didn't even play most of the regular season. Terrell Suggs runs that defense. Let's not make any mistakes here. Terrell Suggs is the leader of that defense, and they added Elvis Dumervil to it. So, I mean, don't give me this crap about this defense is done, because it's not.
Well, you know what? If Ray fails, we all fail. Right. And I'm not even going to know what he's doing. He's going to be on ESPN talking to Mike Dicker.
And they still got Ray Rice. They still got good lines. I don't know that Joe Flacco can play all year like he did in the playoffs, because that was weird. I mean, that came out of nowhere.
I don't know. I thought he had a good first half of the year. Torrey Smith was lighting it up, and then he kind of dropped off a little bit, and then in the playoffs he really stuffed it up. But, you know, I guess they're all right. But
I know. I'm not picking them to win the Super Bowl. I'm just saying, don't be just counting them out like they're not even going to make the playoffs. Cincinnati has yet to win a playoff game.
Right. And they're like the chic pick now.
Yeah, and I don't get that, because all I hear in Dallas is, well, before that Romo won a playoff game. How can you pick Dallas to go to the Super Bowl? They haven't even won a playoff game. Tony Romo can't win a playoff game. Well, I haven't seen anybody in Cincinnati win a playoff game in a long, long time.
Listen here. My 40-year-old brain knows that you can get to the Super Bowl without winning a playoff game. Wait a minute.
Okay, so
who the hell told me that? Garrett!
So, I guess we're going to see the same NFC Championship game, right?
What, the Falcons and 49ers?
Right.
I don't know. You know, I mean, yeah, probably.
I mean, yeah, it's got to be between them and Seattle.
The Packers, you know, they're a pretty good football team. The Redskins could be a good football team if RG3 stays healthy. The Giants can be, you never know what they can do. They can show up and freaking whip everybody's ass at the end. No. The NFC's a bit tighter. Everybody seems to think Dallas is going to do something, except for people that actually pay attention to football. All these clowns that do these freaking predictions, they all like Dallas. I don't get that.
To go to the Super Bowl?
No, just to win the East. And I mean, I don't get it.
They've been 8-8
for three straight years, and they haven't done anything to improve on that.
Well, I disagree with you on that, but that's... Well, we can,
of course. It's going to be difficult here.
Just letting Bill Callahan take over. I mean, come on. They changed it to a 4-3. They got a new defensive coordinator. Bill Callahan's calling the plays. You don't know how that's going to affect it positively or negatively.
Well, you're right. I guess I don't, you know, but that's the thing about the Bang Radio Hour, is that we never know what the hell we're talking about, but that won't stop us.
Nope. But I'm going to go with the 49ers. I think they're going back. I think you got Colin Kaepernick now it's his team now. He had a whole offseason as the starter. I think he's going to have a really good year, and that defense is nasty, man, and I just think they're going to light it up.
It is. Now, you ready for your super pick for the first week of the season? Here's your super pick that everybody's going to freaking miss on, because they're going to throw their money at Seattle, because everybody thinks Seattle's so big and badass. But they're coming onto the East Coast to play a 1 o'clock start. And you know what happens when Seattle comes to the East to play a 1 o'clock start?
They won a couple of games last year on the East.
I think it was because they stayed here. And that's the thing. It might be that they might actually come out here a few days early and get used to it.
Well, they can do that for week one. But who are they playing?
Carolina. So if Kukli shows up,
that's gonna be a good game.
Yeah, if Kukli shows up and plays defense like he did against the Ravens in the preseason, hell yeah. I tell you what, I don't care if it's preseason. The dude caused 5 turnovers on 4 plays.
Well, I'm gonna go with your logic and say that I went 1 year too early on Denver.
Okay.
Last year. And I'm gonna go ahead and get, I mean, I, you know, I, New England's is not that I don't think New England's a bad pick. You know, I just, I, it's tough. I think I'm looking at the AFC and I'm like, I can't take the Bengals.
Can't take the Steelers.
I'm going to go with Peyton Manning. It's all on Peyton Manning.
You got no choice. There's three teams that it boils down to, because the Chargers are nothing. That's an 8-8 football team if they're looking at anything.
Raiders, Chiefs, yuck.
Raiders, Chiefs, that's the whole AFC. I mean, the Bengals could step up, but.
I know.
You know, that's
Houston.
That's a brutal division.
Houston again. I can't jump on that Houston bandwagon. They never through.
They've won
a playoff game the last 2 years at least.
Yeah, but you know what? Taking that next step, do you think Schaub's got it? I don't know.
But, yeah, I'm going to go with Denver and 49ers, and you're going to go with Patriots-Falcons.
Patriots-Falcons. That's the ticket right there. And the Falcons win.
And who's going to win the NFC East?
The Redskins.
No, the repeating. Cowboys. It's Cowboys. All right, go join our Facebook page if you haven't done that. Get on the Gridiron Challenge over to ESPN and join that. And that's also where the Pick'em League is, right? Pigskin Pick'em?
Yes, it'll also be on ESPN, and the link is there somewhere. And Brian Borland, you're in charge of putting the links up on the Facebook page. There, you've got a job.
All right, and season starts Thursday. Enjoy. Good luck to everybody's team except John's.
Yeah.
And
yeah, check it out, bangradiohour.com. Keep hitting it till the site comes up. Right now you'll see a coming soon thing, but you'll find it soon enough. And that's enough.
And we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit bangcartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
Bangcartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
With Rapid Insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no.
Or even... Oh. Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our Rapid Insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.
We've created unlimited data plans for your business because 1 minute you're the receptionist.
Hello, how can I help?
The logistics manager.
Okay, lift at your end. That's it now, to me.
The new business consultant.
Will do. I'll pop over and give you a quote.
And you've still got to make the tea. Your business doesn't have limits, so why should your data allowance? New unlimited data plans from Vodafone Business. The future is exciting. Ready?
Max download upload speed apply to data. Coverage may vary. Terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.